Hello, everybody. Many of you have told me that phrasal verbs are a nightmare to learn because there are so many of them and each one has several meanings. But look, today I'm going to teach you 15 of the most used ones and also give you the two most common meanings so that you don't have to suffer with phrasal verbs anymore. Let's get started. Break down. Break can mean to break down, okay? Or it can also mean to lose control of your emotions, start crying, scream. Okay. First, for example, with the first use, to break down. My car broke down last week. Okay. My car broke down last week. Broke down. Past tense. Second use here of break down. She broke down in tears. Okay, she broke down in tears. She started to cry. Maybe at the office she couldn't control her emotions anymore. She broke down in tears. Braked. To break down or lose control over your emotions. Take off can mean to take off or to get rid of something. Okay. First use, to take off. My plane takes off at 5 p.m. My plane takes off at 5 p.m. Second, take off. Take off your jacket. Okay. Take off your jacket. Or take off your shoes. Take off. Linking.
Take off your shoes.
Oh, I wanted to mention that I just finished a new 100% free training to teach you 7 tricks to learn English faster, including speaking more fluently. You can download it right now with the link pasted in the first comment. Turn out. Turn out can mean to turn out or to turn off. Okay. First use with result. It turned out the movie was better than I thought. As it turned out the movie was better than I had thought, better than I thought before. Okay. It turned out the movie was better than I thought. The second use here, mind you, we're going to use it exactly the same as turn off, okay? Instead of saying turn off the lights, you can say, and you'll hear a lot, turn out the lights. Turn out. Turn out the lights. Turn off the lights. Same.
So
how to turn out? Turn out the light. Turn the light. Give up. Don't give up on me now, Dean. Give up can mean to give up or to stop doing something. Okay, for example, with surrender. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. Okay. Don't give up. Linking there. Or give up, like to stop doing something. I gave up smoking 2 years ago. Okay, 2 years. 2 years ago I quit smoking. Okay. I gave up smoking 2 years ago. Don't give up on me now. Dean, don't give up on me now. Dean.
No, I give up smoking.
Hang out. Hang out can mean to spend time together or also to hang something outside normally. Okay, first use here, hangouts, hey, let's hang out. Okay, hey, let's get together, we should get together, spend some time together. Let's hang out. According to use like hanging, normally if you don't have a washing machine, you have to hang out your clothes, you can say hang out the laundry. Hang out, hang up the clothes you just washed.
Can I hang out with my guys?
You pan. Look up can literally mean to look up, or it can also mean like looking for something, investigating something. Okay. First use, look up. Hey, look up. Can you see the plane? Okay, look up. Look up. You can see the plane there. Okay. Or look up. Look at that bird. Okay. Look, you can see that bird there. Okay. Look up. Second use. Look up, like looking for something, investigating something. For example, I can tell you look up the meaning of the word resilient. Okay. Look up the meaning. Look up the meaning of the word. Resilient. Let me know what it means in the comments. You pan. Go over. Linking, putting a W sound there. Go over can mean to go towards a place. It can also mean to go over something. Okay, first use here. Hey, can you go over to the neighbor house and see if their dad is home? You can go to the neighbor's house to see if their father is there or not. Okay. Can you go over to the neighbor's house? Now, second use as a review. Let's go over your project. Okay, we should go over your project to see how it's going, where you are there, how it's going. Okay, let's go over.
Tomorrow. We'll go
over there. Let's go over the plan one last time. Let's go over the plan one last time. Put off. Put off, okay, can mean, to postpone something or also like to discourage or someone does something that you don't like. Okay, first use here, put off, to postpone. They put off the party until next week. They postponed the party until next week. Okay, they put off the party. Now, his rude behavior puts me off. You're going to hear a lot. It means like his rude behavior. It puts me off, I don't like it, it disgusts me, something like that. Okay. His rude behavior puts me off. Do I put off grad school? Do I put off grad school? I wasn't even put off by his faith. I wasn't even put off by his faith. Blow up. Blow up can mean to inflate something like a balloon. Blow up the balloon. Blow up can also mean to explode, okay? I can say blow up the balloon, inflate the balloon. Okay. Or stop blowing up the balloon because it's going to explode. Okay. Stop inflating the balloon because it's about to explode. Okay. Blow up. How to inflate. Blow up, explode, blow up.
I didn't want to blow up the building.
Workouts can mean to exercise or also to solve something, again a problem. Okay. First use here, to exercise. I work out every morning. I work out every morning. Or to solve. We need to work out a solution to this problem. Okay, we need to work out a solution to this problem. We have to do a solve this problem. Okay, work out.
I work out every night.
Set up. Have.
You set up the meeting yet? Set up can mean to organize something, or it can also mean like to establish something new. Okay. At work you might hear set up a meeting for next week. We need to set up a meeting for next week. Or set up. How to set up? I need to set up a new bank account. Okay, I need to set up a new bank account. Okay. I need to set up a new bank account. And notice there, we're linking set up with a soft R in Spanish. You set up a studio to work there. You could set up a studio to work there. Bring up. This is a good point to bring up. You don't have the skills.
Bring up can mean to mention or create something or someone. Bring up is in to mention. It's like asking, hey, can we bring up the budget problem at next week's meeting? Can we bring up the problem? Bring up. Now, bring up, as in to create. Okay. She brought up her children to be very independent. She liked how she raised her children to be very independent. Okay. She brought up in the past brought up her up.
This is a good point to bring up.
You don't have the skills to bring up a child.
Catch up can mean to catch up with someone or to meet up with someone to talk about what's going on in their life. Okay. First use here catch up, hacer al día. I need to catch up on my work. Behind. Okay, I have to catch up on my work because I'm behind. Catch up on my work. Second use here you can say, hey, let's catch up next week and have some coffee. Hey, we should meet up next week for coffee, but that's because I want to hear from you. I want to know how you've been lately. Okay, let's catch up next week. I'll catch up with you, Margaret. I'll catch up with you, Margaret. Never catch up. Never catch up. Pick up. Pick.
Up can mean to pick up something or someone or also to learn. Okay. First use here. Can you pick up some groceries on the way home? That is, like you can stop by the supermarket to buy some things on the way home. Can you pick up some groceries? Okay, now pick up. How to learn, you can say, she picks up languages very quickly. And she learns languages very quickly, right? She picks up languages quickly. And the last one here, settle down.
Settle down can mean to calm down. Okay, settle down, settle down. Or it can also mean like settling down again when you're already reaching 30, 40, you find whatever, it means having a family, not going out partying, let's say too much. Oh, you're at home with your family. You've settled down, okay? You're not the person you were when you were 20, okay? You've settled down. Oh, yeah, again, first use. I see you're very anxious, a little angry. There I say, settle down, okay? Calm down, settle down, quote. Or second use here, okay, I'm over 40 now. I need to settle down, quote. Of course, I have to get married maybe or have kids or something like that.
I'm too young to settle down yet.
If you want to learn more with me, you should watch one of these videos. And if you want to train your understanding of spoken English better, you should check out our free training. Train your ear link in the first comment. Bye.